This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 50 years ago today, Capitol Records released its first Beatles album, Meet the Beatles. In the current era of integrated marketing plans for the launch of a new album, a new big movie, or a new online enterprise, you might think the release of the first big label Beatles album in the U.S. would have been the fruit of months of planning with the full force of legendary Capitol Records behind it. But Capitol just didn't get it. Beatles historian Kenneth Womack is an English professor at Penn State. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So they're going crazy for the Beatles in England in 1963, but Capitol Records in Hollywood doesn't see what all the fuss is about?
No, they most certainly do not.
It's unbelievable. What was the problem?
Well, the problem was a fellow named Dave E. Dexter Jr. Dave was the AR executive. He made his career as an old jazz man, but he really prided himself on being able to pick out the new hits. And all throughout 1963, as the Beatles rolled over one number one after another in the UK, Capitol Records remained deaf to the Beatles.
Of course, we want to respect his jazz tastes, but the fact is, this is not for people languishing in obscurity. They already had a track record on the other side of the pond.
They sure did, and statistical evidence that EMI, the parent company, kept, show overwhelming numbers in the Beatles' favor in terms of their popularity. For Dexter's part, he would listen to them, and to his ears, it didn't sound like a product that would sell well to American audiences.
So how is it that Capitol then got religion on this?
Well, a lot of mistakes were made, and of course Dave is leading the pack all summer and of course into the fall when the Beatles have that great moment on the Sunday night at the Palladium show and they explode and the term Beatlemania is coined. And finally, the director of EMI flew to Capitol Records and he said, "You will put out the Beatles without delay." They were no longer asking.
They were no longer asking. It was ordered from up the corporate chain. How'd the record do?
Well, of course, it was a stupendous, massive success. Interestingly, it would not be pushed off the record list for Capitol first releases until Get the Knack in 1979.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, there's a blast from the past.
Professor Kenneth Womack, among other things, studies the Beatles. He's currently Penn State's laureate. Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much.